seated. Children, you may go downstairs. You are dismissed from upstairs, not dismissed from church. So as they head back down to Power Station to join their pre-K and kindergarten comrades, maybe that's the wrong term to use, given I just prayed against politics being the most important thing. Comrades might not be the best option, but your friends down there. Please turn with me to John 21, 1 through 25. We're going to be looking at something very cheerful and happy today. We're doing a short series that we're calling Purpose in the Pain. Because one of the things we're wanting to look at is, what is the meaning of, or why is there pain in the world? What comes out of it? How does God use it? And so the type of pain we're looking at today is our own failures. And not just mistakes, not oopsies, not those kinds of mistakes, but our own failure to live in accordance with what we truly believe when we fail. And so in John chapter 21, verses 1 through 25 is the story of Peter's reconciliation with Christ, if you will, his return to service. And so I'm going to read through this, but first of all, you need to be familiarized with what Peter did that made him fail and need to be rehabilitated, if you will. So Peter was the emotional leader of the disciples. Obviously, Christ was in charge, but Peter was the first one in line, for good and for ill. Peter was a mercurial person. He was very up and down. He was rapid in response. He was knee-jerk in reaction. He had some of the drive absolutely essential for leadership, but he also had some of the problems that come with that sort of drive. Peter is the one that claimed in Caesarea Philippi that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of John, for that did not come to you from man, but from your heavenly Father." And he called him Peter and said, "On this rock I shall build my church." Now, Peter meant stone, so it was a play on words, and we believe that what he meant there very simply was upon that claim of Christ as Lord, not upon Peter himself as a person. Then, just after that in the text, if you read a little bit further on, from this glorious, "Woo, Peter, you're great," Jesus says, "I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to die." And Peter says, "No, don't do that. I don't like that game plan. Let's come up with a different strategy."